BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The veteran US civil rights campaigner John Lewis has died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. He was serving his 17th term as a congressman. John Lewis was one of the organisers of the March on Washington in 1963, along with Dr. Martin Luther King, and was one of the original Freedom Riders in the 1960s, protesting against segregation on buses. Here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
This was somebody who, from a very early age, was engaged in non-violent struggle to try to change the equation, to try to change the balance of power in the United States when white supremacy was the norm, and he felt that there was a battle to be fought. And I think that his parting will be a grievous blow, but also a reminder that the battle that he has waged since he was a very young man is not over yet, though arguably progress is being made.
The United States has recorded more than 70,000 new cases of the coronavirus for a second day in a row, as health officials rule out a return to classes for millions of schoolchildren. In the two most populous US states, California and Texas, at least 11 million children will have to be schooled from home in the coming weeks. Elmer Rolden from the organisation Communities in Schools of Los Angeles supports the move.
We know the pandemic has continued to impact our communities, especially those low-income communities where most of the families that we serve, live and work in. With that said, we have some clear concerns and questions about the type of learning that will take place given the extent of the school closures.
Police in the U.S. city of Chicago have clashed with protesters trying to pull down a statue of Christopher Columbus. Officers guarding the monument in Grant Park used pepper spray after they were pelted with stones, fireworks and glass bottles. At one point, a crowd of protesters attached ropes to the statue, but they were driven back. The United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has strongly criticised the world's biggest powers for failing to work together to tackle the coronavirus crisis. In a BBC interview, he said the relationship between the US, China and Russia was dysfunctional. Mr. Guterres also suggested the UN Security Council should be expanded to better reflect the world today.
I think it would be very good if there would be a consensus to have reforms allowing those institutions to be much more clearly linked to today's reality. And that would make, I'm sure, not only them more effective, but also more legitimate in the eyes of the population of the world.
World News from the BBC.